is the experiment.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to This Is an Experiment. We're doing another solo today. I've been seeing a whole bunch in the news and from friends about AI, and I thought it'd be a fun topic to talk about. So here's my take. I think that the point of no return when it comes to AI is far past. I think that's a given. I think anybody who doesn't agree with that is probably in denial, because I use it every day for writing anything whatsoever, because I'm so dyslexic that it saves my ass 100% of the time. I use it to draft emails. I use it to build script ideas. I use it for research. And now we're at the point where there's websites where you can log in, put in whatever you want as far as production goes, and out plops a song. Now, I think there's a few directions this is going to go. And I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Very few times. No, I'm just joking. I think there's a few different ways it'll go. I think you're going to start seeing all sync licensed music is going to be out the door when it comes to paying artists or creators or songwriters. I think there's going to be no reason for most of these companies. They're not in it for the art. They're not in it for some beautiful, passionately written song. They're not in it for the story. They're in it for music to go behind their film or their commercial and have a cheap way of licensing it where they don't have to deal with management or anything else. They can go online, pay the $20 and be done. Now, is that the worst thing in the world? No. Is it the best thing? No. That's a lot of people's careers, and that sucks. And I think that's just going to be a big part of AI in general, is the term that just fucking sucks, because it's going to do a lot of things really well. It's never going to have heart. It's never going to have passion or soul or story or the aura that comes from a human being who's pouring their heart and soul into this piece of music. But that's not what they're looking for. And it's just kind of the inevitable, I guess. I think you're going to start seeing a lot of artists who maybe don't have the funds to give $1,000, if not much more, to a producer, who are going to start leaning towards things like AI to create the backing tracks. I think demos are going to be shot out a lot quicker because of it. And I think what is considered maybe the smaller producer is not going to have the same place as it has in the past. And that's how I made my living out here for the first 6 years. It sucks. It's not a good thing. But then on the other hand, now you're going to be able to see a lot of people who maybe don't have the funds to get the production they deserve being able to make music. And I don't think the presence of a singer is going to be replaced. I don't think that's possible. I think that there's too much more that goes on outside of just the audio you're hearing in the track. There's social media, there's a story, there's a person to interact with, and then most importantly, there's live music. I think that's where AI is going to be great, is I think we're going to see the presence of live music being appreciated far more than it has in a very, very long time. There was a time where the only way to connect with an artist at all was to go see them live or wait for the album to drop. And those days are kind of over and have been over for a while. And I think we miss it. I think we miss the hype around having somebody come all around the country and come to your town and pour their heart out on a stage and have that experience where you're there with other people. I think that's going to be the necessity. That's going to be what people yearn for. And I think any of these big changes, just like for the past 100 years of tech advancements, there's going to be great and there's going to be terrible that come along with it. I think it's always going to be a scale. Now, do I think anybody who's going out and looking to be a producer right now should stop in their tracks? Absolutely not. I think there's always going to be a place. There's always going to be some sort of revival of the art, no matter what. And this could push people towards being able to make music they wouldn't have prior. And I think it's also going to push people to be more interested in finding the human behind it and finding these kind of set pieces of the story that you just won't be able to find with AI. I think that you're going to end up finding a lot of music in your playlists that you don't know who made it or if anybody made it. But I think there's always still going to be this need for the social experiment that is being an artist and is being a band. And I think live music is going to become something that we haven't seen in a very, very long time. And I think people are going to start spending a lot more of their days getting ready for those moments as an artist or as a band than, you know, right now where it's more about the social media presence. And you can have 1,000 people show up to your show, but that almost means nothing to people right now if you don't have 1,000 likes on your post, which is bullshit and sad. Now, I think all this is going to be scary to many. I think it's going to be incredible for many. I think it's going to even a playing field for many. And I guess how you decide to perceive that is up to you. I don't think there's any going back. I think there's going to be ways for us to learn how to use it as a tool. And I think maybe that's kind of my end thought on this is a tool for those who decide to use it as a tool. This is a cop-out for those who decide to use it as a cop-out. And this isn't the end of music. This is just, I guess, the start to a new chapter. But comment below. Let me know what you guys think. I'm curious. I'm curious. Do you think this is going to be the death of what we know of music at the moment? Do you think this is just going to be a rebirth to some new, if you will, punk era? What's next? I'm curious. I want to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. We're coming back to you with some more awesome guests later this week, next week, the following week. Who knows? I do, and you'll find out soon. Love you guys. See you soon. Bye.
The experience is the experiment.